Fans of Sushant Singh Rajput today marked a year to the day the popular Bollywood actor was found dead at the age of 34 in his Mumbai apartment, a tragedy that left the country in shock in the middle of COVID-19, in the middle of this lockdown. The Mumbai police, which first investigated the death, said that the actor had died by suicide. Last year, soon after the actor's death, his father filed a case against his son's girlfriend, the actor Riya Chakrabarty, accusing her of mentally harassing Sushant Singh Rajput, taking his money, driving him to suicide. The investigation soon became mired in a series of controversies, including a politically charged standoff between the Bihar and Mumbai police, and devolved into a multi-agency probe that saw the CBI, the ED, the Narcotics Control Bureau all file separate cases. 1 year down the road, where exactly are we? Joining us now, the actor and advocate and activist Kanika Sadanand, Sanjay Hegde, the senior advocate of the Supreme Court, also with us. The film critic Mayank Shekhar also joins us. And in the next few moments, we'll be joined by Vikas Singh, senior Supreme Court advocate, who was the family lawyer of Sushant Singh Rajput's family. Kanika, let me come to you first. Now, it was on the 8th of August last year that the CBI registered a case. They questioned Riya, her brother, her father, along with the Sushant Singh staff. As I understand it, they haven't arrested anyone and they just don't appear to have any evidence at all. What does this indicate?
It obviously indicates, Vishnuji, that they have found nothing to say that it was a murder. Because if they had, they would have by now at least arrested somebody or they would have made a statement. In fact, the CBI is saying that they need more time. So if it was not a murder and if it was suicide, we should have some closure on it. And it's very clear that they obviously don't, or they are under the pressure from the government not to release a statement or not to give any kind of final verdict on it. Something is not right. And I think it's time the family, the fans, and even Riya needs closure on this. You know, it has to conclude soon.
Mr. Hegde, there was also an ED case. They took cognizance of the Bihar police's FIR. They initiated a money laundering probe focusing on allegations of 15 crores being siphoned off Sushant Singh Rajput's bank accounts. Where is that now? Has anything come off that? Was this money stolen?
To the best of my information, there was nothing which was found missing. Ms. Chakrabarty and her lawyer seem to have put all that out into the public domain as well. Actually, there was no case to begin with, in as much as if the death was not suicidal, then and only then could a case have proceeded for investigation or for registration of an FIR.
Right.
The Bombay police who were the first people on the spot found it to be suicidal. The family first cooperated with the Bombay police, but they did not tell the Bombay police that they were aware of the person's history of mental illness. They did not even tell the Bombay police about their own attempts to medicate him upon the advice of Delhi doctors. There was a lot of concealment. There were the Bihar elections at that point of time. There was a DGP who wanted to gain the ticket of a particular party. It was a perfect storm. And as you said, you mentioned it, it was in the beginning of the lockdown. So it made for endless debates on television. And the whole nation got home. But at the end of the day, it appears to have been subject to correction. There is nothing which says that it was not a suicide. And we missed one major opportunity, the opportunity to talk about mental health issues.
Yeah,
we have trivialized it. We have gone all over the place about, no, look how he was smiling in this photograph. How could he be depressed? This is such a major opportunity to talk about depression, about how to deal with those who are struggling to fight. And how not to interfere with professionals who are giving the patient therapy or prescribing medication.
Sure. Mr. Vikas Singh, you're joining us now. The bottom line, according to AIIMS doctors as well, as we understand it, is that this was a case of death by suicide. This being the case, and this has been repeated so many times, does everything else fall apart? The CBI case, the Enforcement Directorate case, you know, none of them have showed any progress, have they? 1 year down the road.
So, as far as suicide is concerned, if you will recall, Vishnu, the father's FIR was abetment to suicide. So even if we accept, let me assume everything in favor of what Ames is saying is correct, then the abetment to suicide will definitely be there, because okay. abetment to suicide is something which is very subjective.
Right.
And the subjectivity is of such a high order that it has to go to trial. No prosecution or a investigating agency can close an abetment to suicide case when the circumstances that have been made out by the family clearly point out that is the case of abetment to suicide. For example, if you will recall that Ria had, you know, cut off everybody from the family, changed the servants, yes. did not tell the family. So the family was aware that he was suffering from anxiety, but family was not aware that he was suffering from some severe disease. And the prescriptions were never shared with the family. The doctors, whomever she was showing to, taking to Sushant to, was never told to the family. So the family was never aware that this kind of seriousness is there in their disease. So if it is abetment to suicide, and that is why I personally feel that the fact that CBI is taking time means that they are looking at the murder angle, because otherwise abetment to suicide charge sheet could have been filed in a couple of days, because simply by going into looking into the FIR, because
okay.
whatever the family has said. So there has to be some angle which the CBI is looking at. The only
even
thing
one year, even one little, year later, sir.
Of course, 1 year later. If you will recall, in the Arushi Talwar case, they hurriedly did a charge sheet and accused the parents. And what happened? The real culprits went free. They went away to Nepal, and nothing is heard of them, and they are not going
okay.
for trial.
So you believe that time shouldn't be a factor.
Go the same way. It should be done. It should be done in a more meticulous manner. The only worry that I have is that till date the CBI has not taken anybody in for custodial interrogation, and that is something which is a little disturbing.
Okay.
So I hope that CBI has got some electronic trail or some other evidence on the basis of which it is not going for abetment to suicide
sure.
and is thinking of something more serious.
Okay.
So let's see, and we are quite hopeful. The family is quite hopeful, because CBI was our choice. We had asked the Supreme Court to send it to the CBI. We had gone to Patna Police. And you have seen how the Mumbai Police has behaved. And you have seen, after all, what has Parambir Singh done? I'm Parambir Singh, the Commissioner of Police today, after 30 Mumbai Police, he says that I don't have faith in the Mumbai police anymore. So,
all right,
just
sir,
see how,
sir, you've mentioned lots of points. I just want to quickly go across to Mayank Shekhar. I'm running short on time.
Thank you, Vishnu. Thank you.
Mayank, wasn't this one of the worst moments ever that we've seen as far as the way in which it was covered, where this entire death was trivialized? There were opportune news anchors. There was the worst of the TRP business. And it took out the soul of what journalism is meant to be in our country, which is essentially about justice.
Absolutely, Vishnu. And I think it's also a test case where it seemed like there's actually a volume button and someone is behind it, and they can magnify anything that they want the public to talk about. Even when there's a flood, there's a COVID, there's incursion from the neighboring country, etc. But that's what you want everyone to talk
yeah.
about, and they can actually
there was an
up,
incursion from China happening. This is our territory.
Exactly.
And then we were talking about this. We weren't. We were talking about China.
Right.
But others were.
And also Vishnu had told us a couple of other things. One is how susceptible people are to conspiracy theories, and you can literally sell them anything, and it starts getting circulated, and that's what we saw. That was the social media part of it, of course. That was also being run by troll armies and organized, there was organized, cells operating for this particular case. And the third, of course, is television news. I mean, for God's sake, I mean, for the first time, you realize that actually someone can get on before the camera and spout lies, blatant untruths, make insinuations night after night after night. And you know what? Frame a wrong question and debate it every night. And I think, as the late Vinod Mehta once said, it's like credibility is like virginity. You only use it once. And I think television news certainly lost its credibility.
Yeah, it almost seemed to be, if you lie enough times, then it becomes the truth. You know, I mean, it just seemed that was the way it turned out. It was absolutely obnoxious. It was unbelievable. And we are still here 1 year later with no with two cases, ED, CBI, no progress whatsoever. Kareka, I'm coming to you next. Do make your point, but my question was this. The NCB, the Narcotics Bureau, they've arrested 35 individuals, including Riyam, her brother. They're out on bail now. They filed a charge sheet, and blaming her about Sushant Singh Rajput's drug procurement and consumption. Do you believe that there is anything in this case that is substantive, or this is also something which, you know, is weak?
So with the NCB case and the 27A, the 8C, or whatever sections that they put against them, and I don't remember them clearly right now, obviously they have not been able to prove those sections that they had put on these accused or whatever, Riya and the other people. I don't know what the reason for Pithani's arrest has been, because I have not been following it recently. But Pithani has been arrested, so there must be some clue that they got somewhere, from whether it was from electronic, digital, or some kind of, you know, information that they've got. So, but the point is that if NCB is going to take so long to cover a case like this, where there's a whole net of people that they said were involved, it's a huge, you know, it was almost like they were making them look all like a drug cartel, the film industry. And they made such a big hue and cry about it. And if they've still not reached to the bottom, then again, that just shows that it was all just for TRPs, just for visuals. And the worst thing I wanted to say, Vishnu, here, is that the objectification of a woman, even if she is an accused, she has the right that she's not guilty
tragic.
Until she has given her time in court, or, you know, has been, the case has been tried. But the way there was a cheap drama going on every night on television, and some channels were using such horrible pictures, you know, showing her body and talking about and cursing her, abusing her, trolling her, life-threatening. And this is very sad. Media trial is the worst thing that can happen in a democracy.
Yeah.
It is out in any kind of state, you know, yeah. In any state.
Yeah.
Media trials can definitely pervert the whole mindset. They can, you know, bias the whole
Correct.
System. And this should stop.
It
and definitely objectification. Nobody has anybody said sorry to Riya in 1 year. Nobody has, you know, and the anchor who gained so much popularity from this TRPs and whatever, he's not even doing a program today. Where the hell is he?
Right.
They've all disappeared.
Look, I'd like to thank you all very much for joining us. I think it's sad in a way that 1 year later we continue to discuss this, but because it's a failure of justice at so many levels, and it's a failure of our media, of our system, that we continue to do this. But I'd like to thank you all. Hopefully there will be justice in this case, justice for Riya. I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us.